If you have your Bible, can I encourage you to open it up to Matthew 14? And we want to think about these verses that were read to us, Matthew 14, 22 to 33, really well known. I wonder if you've ever been at sea. For some of you, the answer is yes. Maybe you're connected with the fishing industry or a fisherman. I've only been to sea on one occasion, and it was a really memorable occasion. Working down in Moore and talking to some of the local fishermen, I said, look, if there's ever a boat going out that's only going out for a night or maybe even just for a day, let me know. I'd love to go in the fishing boat. So I got a call, and I always think of Anna Long in this story. So I got a call about 8 o'clock. The Havilah's going out tonight. It's going out from Portaferry and I'm going on it. Do you want to come? I said, sure. I'll go on it. So that was okay. Made my way up to a local fisherman, made my way up to Portaferry, got on the Havilah. They were out fishing for herring that night. I can't remember how many ton of herring they caught, but I got to see them catching it and, you know, shooting the nets and all that was going on in the boat. I was really careful not to eat anything the entire night. But that was okay. The next morning, there was a minister's meeting. And the minister's meeting was at Mr. McCullough's, Mr. Finley's manse there and Anna Long at 9:45. So I said to the man who was taking me back to Kilkeel, he said, look, just leave me off back at the manse. Just leave me off back at the manse. Mr. Bingham will give me a lift back to Kilkeel from there. So I was okay. Went in the minister's meeting. You know, Mr. Bingham's there, Mr. Finley's there. They're all sitting around. And I walk in straight off the boat. And just sitting there. And I didn't contribute very much to that meeting. But I just remember the whole time the room was going up and down and side to side. And I got into the car afterwards and I said to Mr. Bingham, that was a really memorable meeting for me. The whole room was moving. And he said to me, that was a really memorable meeting for us as well, the smell of you. So any experience at sea, you're never going to forget. And this morning we're thinking about an experience at sea that you should never forget. I mean, why are all these stories in the Bible? Do you think these are just instances or coincidences that happen? Do you think these are just events that happen and, you know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John write them down is really interesting? There's more going on here. These are not just events that happened at sea that make a really good story. It's not just that Jesus and the disciples keep bumping into storms. There's a lot happening here. And we're to get a lot from it. It applies to us. And I'm going to try and break this passage into three questions. Why are the disciples in this storm? What does Jesus want to show them? And how does Jesus want the disciples to respond? There are the three questions. Why are the disciples in this storm? What does Jesus want to show them? And how does Jesus want the disciples to respond? Well, the first thing is it's a storm. Verse 24, but by this time they were a long way from land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. They're out at sea. It's the middle of the night. It's pitch black. The waves are rolling. The wind's howling. And you can just taste the water in your face. And these men are out in a 30-foot boat. There is a sail, but it's taken down at this point. There are oars. The wind's blowing against them. They were only supposed to be going on like a 6-mile journey across the sea. It would have taken about an hour. This is now the 9th hour at least of their time at sea. And they're struggling. I want you to feel it. This is just not a wee story. These men are not just physically exhausted. They're trying to keep their boat pointed into the waves. If their boat turns side onto the waves, they're going to capsize. There's no RNLI coming for them. There's nobody coming to rescue them. There's nobody going to find them. They're going to drown here. So physically, they're exhausted. Emotionally, they probably think we're going to die. These are experienced fishermen here. Mark, when he tells us this story, the word that he uses is the word painfully. Their progress was painful. And the word that's used there, painful, is the same word that's used for a woman in childbirth. This was a terrible storm. These are terrible events. And these men think that they're going to lose their lives. It's the fourth watch of the night. We see that verse 25, and that they're the wit's end. In fact, whenever Jesus comes walking in the water, they think it's a ghost. They think they're going to die. The tradition, or we would say the fishermen's tales, were that those who were lost at sea, their bodies remained at sea, and then their ghost came and, as it were, haunted or spoke to the people who were just about to die at sea. And so whenever these men see Jesus coming, they think it's a ghost. They think this is somebody who's been lost at sea, coming to take them because they're about to be lost at sea. And this is a story here. And it's not just an incident. It's not just a coincidence. We're supposed to get stuff from this. There's two things I want you to think about. These disciples are in turmoil. This is chaos. And we're supposed to read this, and then we're supposed to think about our own lives. You're supposed to think about your life. You're supposed to think about all the things that go on in your life and all that you face and all that your family faces and the chaos of it and how you can't figure it out and how things just happen and you've no control over them. And maybe that's the thing that we can relate to most of all. The most difficult experiences of your life are those that you cannot control. The biggest frustration that you feel is, I want to do something and I can't. The pressure that you feel at work is because you know there's something you want to do, but you can't do it, and that causes stress. I just moved back from Glasgow on Friday there. And I was talking to the people who took me over to Glasgow 4 years ago, and I was asking about the two men that moved all my stuff from the port up to Glasgow. And I was asking about them, and they said to me, one of those men's no longer with us. I said, what do you mean he's no longer with us? He said he died during COVID. He's only in his 50s. Took a brain hemorrhage on the Thursday and was dead on the Saturday. When I came back home, I was talking to my mum, and she says she was out with friends from Ballymoney, and then she was telling me about one of their daughters, only 34 years of age, she got breast cancer. She's two wee children. And you just think to yourself, there's life. Life just happens, and you can't control it. There's this chaos, and there's this turmoil, and you're supposed to read that. You're supposed to read that in this passage. And maybe you can relate to that. Do you ever feel exhausted? Discouraged? As if you're going into a headwind, and you're trying, and you're trying, and you're trying, but you're not making any progress. And then there's more here. I never really noticed this before, but whenever Mark tells us about Jesus being at sea, Mark describes the storm.